Log Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
My God, my God, is blessed us one more time to come before you on a one-ish, day of Tuesday. Tuesday is always our Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, and we always say the one-ish hour. Because truly, a lot of times we say 12-ish, so we include the one along with it as well. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host, truly the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. I'm excited because we're in the Black History Month. And excited because there are individuals who are trailblazers, whether it was 200 years ago or whether it was just as of this week. And we want to give a shout out to those individuals. I focus on, I'm a member of 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, so I try to focus on some of those brothers who are trailblazers. We have an awesome brother who, if you had an opportunity to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday, he's one of the coaches who actually went to Tuskegee University. This will be, as you know, his second Super Bowl championship as a coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, none other than brother Terry Bradshaw Jr. So we give a shout out as Black History being made, just as each hour passed today, but especially Sunday during the Super Bowl, one of the most exciting Super Bowl that we've had for years. We're really excited about the opportunity. So give a shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs and to our brother, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, who's making history, having his second World Championship, Super Bowl Championship, brother Terry Bradshaw. So we want to give a shout out. Let's take this opportunity to truly focus on why you would take time to check out Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the grassroots talk show. It's a real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. So if you want to take an opportunity, think about what's going on in your neighborhood because we want to talk about it. We have a series that's going on. We're going into our fourth part of it, and it's battling for our boys' future. And we have to focus. And this is a interactive show. We want you to be a part of it. So you can be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Yeah, we hear the phone ringing. You know, it seems like every time we get on here, there's somebody has something they want to talk about. And we ask you to call our Blog Talk Radio call-in number if you want to share your thoughts with us. But again, 347-857-4192, press 1, and I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location, then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith as he talks about issues in our neighborhood block by block, grassroots issues. What is that to CW? So, again, our title is Battling for Our Boys' Future, Part 4. This is Part 4. This is not Part 3. So we want to make sure we take time to talk about what exactly is going on in our community, and especially our boys. So we have to understand we have to take time and raise our boys so they can be productive citizens in society. You know, I'm sitting here looking at my transcript up here, and I want to make sure I be on task with essence my format for the show, so we'll make sure we understand we're going to be talking about what's focused on in a part four, because we're going to talk about a part one, two, and three, about raising boys, what a father needs to do, and we're going to continue as we talk about raising open-hearted, raising boys that's truly kind, raising boys to be strong men, to be patient, be humble. We have to make sure we show good examples. Now, we also want you to check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to get us on Google, just go to WBSW Radio Blog Talk, and it'll pop up. It'll be the Smith Way production. We're the voice of the Smith Way production. Also, you can email our station. It's an internet station, and we're number one, WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. Along with, you can tweet this show while we're on. We'll try to get to your tweets. That's at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, at Lorenza D. Smith 15 on Instagram. We're excited to be operating two devices today. We have one of them, and the handle for that is President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, along with where we're partners with the Brotherhood of Fraternity Incorporated of Greenville, Alabama. That's Theta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And we're really excited to be with those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity because we want to use the resources that we have to get the word out. But besides that, serve South Central Alabama. Our chapter in Greenville, just not only just housed in Greenville, we expand to Monroe County, we expand to Crenshaw County, Covington County, we expand to Connecticut County, we expand all the way over to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. We're in Dallas County. See, God has blessed us to be able to open our arms up to all of these areas and serve the community there. So we're really excited. We want to give a shout out to the brother that's active in this chapter, that's Brother Dr. B. Nelson Little. He'll be having his 23rd pastor anniversary on Sunday in Panola, Alabama, which is Sumter County. I'll be serving as the MC, so I'll be traveling over there at 2 o'clock p.m. We're going to have an awesome program of prayer and celebration because this is one of my line brothers. We crossed together back in the blue moons ago, many, many blue moons. He's been a pastor of that church for 23 years. That's home for him. That's Panola, Alabama in Sumter County. So we'll be there Sunday. So that's where we expand. We just don't expand and stay right in Greenville or Georgiana or time to time. We're trying to slide down to McKenzie, Ms. Davidson, we're trying to make it available because we have a lot of things in Georgiana for the people from McKinley and Greenville to come and share those things that we're doing. We're partnered with the ladies of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Lambda Delta Beta Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, to make things happen. Matter of fact, that's an event they have going on Saturday, and it's taken at 10 over at their stadium, the Greenville High School Stadium, where they're going to have more or less a thing of March of Dime, a walkathon. Check them out. That's the ladies of Beta Phi Beta Sorority. We're also on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith. That's Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. In essence, Dr. Lorenza D. Alberto Smith. We're excited about having that opportunity. Give a shout out to Dr. Ashbourne. Cohort of at Alabama State University. We'll give you a wave, Doc. Thank you for taking time for being here. I know you're in communication. We'd like to have a conversation because if your time is available, we're going to talk a little bit about expanding what we have here. So we're excited. We also want to share you that our shows are being aired on demand on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, YouTube, television, Blog Talk Radio. So our arms are expanded. That's why I would say WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're one of the first to expand and use all of the networks, social media, to get the word out. So we're really excited about that. We're also excited because last week, looking at our data, looking at how individuals listening, the number of individuals listening, we had three additional countries. We had 33 the week before. Now we have 36 countries. That included Pakistan, Greece, and Australia. So we have listeners and watchers in those countries. So we're real excited. That's beside the other 33 that we expand globally. So we're excited, but God blessed us to be able to do this. We also want you to be a part of our giveaway. We have a WBSW radio giveaway, and you can register for that by sending us your name and a means of transaction, a cash out. That's what I'm telling the folks that we have, we're working through. That's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. Send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So we're really excited about you being a part of our giveaway. We give away trips. Our most recent trip was as we brought the year to the end, we gave away a 5-night, 6-day. We take care of the hotel stay at the value of $1,284 to Cancun, Mexico. And the winner is Miss Peggy Grant. She was the winner. Peggy's originally from Alabama, still have home parents and family members here, but she lives now in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So she's listening. We're so glad that she has time to listen, but also sent in her registration, and we put her name. We'll put her back in the pot because we have a trip coming up in Orlando. We're looking at the end of this month. We're going to have possibly 3-night, 4-day trip to Orlando, which we're going to take care of the hotel. You have to take care of the other resources that's needed because it is truly a blessing to give back. We give gift cards, cash vouchers for gas and food. We're always trying to give back. We have books that we purchased from the authors we had on the show. We have these books here we're giving to you at no cost. It'll probably be shipping. We're asking you to be prepared for the shipping. You may not. We're also giving away the love offer. If you have your name along with a means of transaction, I'm sending out love offering. From WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. And we don't mind giving back. This was let's get with our topic today because it's so important to continue with our series. We say we call it part four, battling for our boys' future. And I want us to really think about how do we battle for our boys' future. If we don't be intentional about battling for our boys' future, we will lose the opportunity to have productive men in society. See, the outcome is what we need to focus on. If we prepare our boys to be productive men, what our society would be. And I want us to understand that I'm a cultural-based person. I like to focus on the culture that I am a part of. And, yes, I'm going to be talking about all boys, but I'm focusing on African-American boys. We're losing them every hour. And that should be a scary thought to you as a parent, as a sibling, as a grandparent, as a extended family, whoever it may be, you need, if there's a male there, if we're losing them on a level that should be disturbing to you, then we need to reach back, go through something different at the grassroots level to bring our boys, train our boys to be productive citizens. I've heard, and some agree, and some of you all can challenge me. We always hear this thing about when we have our 80% of our homes are led by single parents, and of that, and the majority are females. However, there are boys in them homes. And everybody as a pillar, the mother and the father, have an opportunity to prepare our boys to be productive men. See, quickly when there's a single home with only a female, the first thing they say, I can't teach a boy to be a man. No, but I can tell you this, if you want to take time to listen where we're going to go in our discussion, you can teach him the fundamentals through just educating your son. You can't show the example, but you can teach him. Now, you can show some examples too as well. Teach him to be responsible. See, you can show that example as a mother. Teach him to be able to explore his passion. You want to be, you know, we always try to dictate where we want children to go because it's commonly where everybody else goes. But if a young man wants to explore his passion of art, support him. If a young man wants to explore his passion as a mechanic, support him. If a young man want to be an HVAC expert, support him. See, we got to explore, let them to explore their passion. That is just two I'm talking about, that as a male or female, you can show how responsible. But it is a better description from a role model that looks like him. See, that thing about it, looks like him. That is put not on the onus of just a parent. It is an onus put on our community and the old individuals that's in our community. If you out there representing what a productive man is, whether you his father or not, or cousin or uncle or grandfather or not, he can see how it works because he sees a responsible, productive, grown man performing in that manner. See, I always tell people because I spent 36.8 years in your secondary, even elementary level, we have to keep in mind that our young people see you as just an individual, but to them, they observe you. So whether they call you a role model, you are a role model. Charles Barkley said it well, that I'm not your role model. My grandfather was my role model. My pastor was my role model. My coach was my role model. The everyday person I saw in the community was my role model. Even though my father stayed two blocks over from me with his new family, I saw these other individuals as role models. So just call, because I play professional basketball, I'm a commentator, make millions of dollars that's donating back. I'm thankful because I had those people I could put my hands on. Those people I saw working and doing the things that a productive man should do. The people I saw being responsible. We have to energize our community and continue to press for that in our community. We need families for our culture to survive. We need to have families that including males and females. Now, some people won't argue, but that's all right. I go with God's creation. I'm not here to make you feel that whatever you feel like is the best way. I'm going with God blessed me with my clarity and understanding. He blessed me to be able to see that a family is made of people who are married, male and female. I know some going to come at me, but I'm okay. I'm not going to change what I believe, what my spirit, what God bless my heart and my soul to see. It'll be all right. That's a family. See, we talked in one of our sessions about marriage. We have a marital rate in our African-American community. It ain't nothing to be proud of, people. That rate is 38%. In the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, it was 80%. And now we're down to 38%. Our culture cannot survive on individuals doing their independent thing. Our culture can't survive on being out of order. See, there's an order. Now, you may say, my order is my order. No, your order is God's order. My order is God's order. You have to always keep that in mind. In his creation, in Genesis, he created Adam and made him over all dominion. He was over all. And Adam asked God when he was in the Garden of Eden, I need to help me. He lied Adam down and did what? Took from his rib Eve. They became family. That's the first family. We have to continue to focus on that. Teach our young people. When we teach our boys that family is not, or being a man is going out making babies. Out of the 80% of the household, single parents. Lord, majority of single African-American women. 16% of the population. You say you challenge my figures? Okay, go look at the U.S. Census report for the 2020. Go look at blackdemographics.com. Taking my data from there. Black stats for black people, by black people. Go look and see. Only 16% of the population of men responsible for 80% of our households, single households. Some of them mean they're having multiple children. So we have to get back to being in order. That's God, that's family, that's community. Let's get back in order. You can throw it in work. You can put it in there, but never let work and community come before God and family. Let's talk about battling for our boys' future. I wanted to kind of tell a little story about myself. When I was in grad school, I was at Alabama State University. I also went to undergraduate there. I was in grad school. And I was doing a master's degree in counseling and also in my area of social studies and physical education. I started off looking at counseling, so I had taken some classes. And a friend of mine was in there, and I really thought that was going to be something I wanted to do with my master's program. And I was at a meeting with the dean over in the liberal arts area. And I was walking across campus. And as I was walking across campus, has anybody been on campus at Alabama State University? I was coming from the east part of the campus. If you go on the campus now, it'll be where the stadium is and the library is. And I was walking over to the office in Council Hall, which is on the west part of the campus, which used to be the main part of the campus. And as I was walking, I was speaking with people, looking around, you know, the smile on my face. You know, just happy because no matter what the need was, God has blessed me to be able to go over there. So when I got over there, I knocked on his door, and he said, come on in. He said, before we get started, let me tell you something. He said, I observe you as you were walking across campus. I'm like, he's heard me. How you seeing me? Not knowing that his office window was out looking at that area. And he said, I noticed how you just carried on. You was shaking people's hands, joking, walking. He said, but you was all about business. He said, one thing I want you to keep in mind, you are interviewing every day in your life. Everything you do in your life is like an interview. So do what's right. He said, you could have been doing a whole lot of things while you was coming across the campus. You didn't know I was watching you. He said, and the meeting we had went really well. He said, because I saw what kind of young man you are. And that's what you have to be able to do. Teach our boys that whether you're seen by the people you know, you're always seen by God, and there's someone else that sees you. Those saying about where you are in this country with cameras and phones, you're always in the eye of the camera. So carry on the behavior. So if we want productive men, we have to be prepared to help them become open-hearted. And you ought to say, you may ask the question, why open-hearted is so important? See, you have to realize our Lord and Savior is excited about where your heart is and your soul. He's not excited about this external part. He's really excited about where your heart is. See, an open heart is being able to be open to things and be open to learn, open to do. So if we're going to raise our boys to be productive citizens, one of the most important things to help our boys is to teach them to be open-hearted. Teach them that their ability to perform and how people see them comes from their heart. See, our heart and soul is the internal part. That means you're teaching them that whatever you do from your internal part. Never let your external part, which is your outer appearance, project where you're going in life. Let it come from your heart. See, that's what the scary thing about relationship and marriage. Because it requires you to open your heart. It requires you to be vulnerable at times. And at times, we're going to be vulnerable. See, we also need to help our boys to understand that with open-hearted, kindness comes into play. You have to be kind. You have to see examples. So as a male, as a productive man, and if I'm seen in the same arena as this young man, I have to be kind to people. I have one of the things, and Doc, I'm just want to share, as an administrator, as a coach, as a teacher, all the way through the 36.8 years, I had this thought process that I was going to operate on, outset philosophy. And that philosophy came in three words. I call them the three L's. Some of y'all may have heard it, and some other people may have used it. I always wanted to be, even as a coach, I wanted to be fair. I require everyone to come to practice. I require everybody to do everything, all the paperwork, the physical, and all that stuff. That's fair. I can't let you play unless you do that. That's being fair. I always say you determine the amount of time you put on the floor is how hard you practice. Because games are not won. We saw the Kansas City Chiefs win a Super Bowl. It's not won that day. It's from the practice. Because if you pay close attention to all of the information that came out before the Super Bowl, it was basically on the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Will he be healthy? Could he practice? If he's not able to practice, then he's not going to be able to perform. Because in the NFL, you have a certain day you have to be showing in practice. Okay, if you hurt Monday or Tuesday, because you have off days on Monday, but by Wednesday, you better be ready to go to practice, else you're not going to be playing on Sunday or Saturday or Thursday or Friday or whatever day they have. Then you got to understand That's what life is all about. I had that I used. I'm going to be fair. I'm going to be firm. And I'm going to be sometimes humorous enough, what some people call it being, making joke, being funny, to loosen everybody up. See, those three things was important to me. So we had to teach our boys, and I always try to share that as an administrator, as a coach, all the way through my time as a teacher, you know, as individuals that walking in that building. And as of today, talk about Dr. Ashbourne, he's on here, cohort at Alabama State. I try to show the same thing with those interns I work with, my students. And you calculate how many years now, it's a total of 41.8 years. How long I've been in this game. And I understand I have to show instead of talking about it. We really don't teach children by talking. We teach children about allowing them, put them in a position to do. That's what we do. So they can, when they see example, they'll be able to do. In a math class, you have to do examples of the algebraic problem that you want to be addressed. Algebraic problem that needs to be addressed. You have to give examples so they can have the understanding of how the formula works. We have to do this. We want our boys to be successful men. They have to be open-hearted. They have to be kind, and they have to be strong men. And see, your definition of strong, really, you need to look at it and think about it for a second. What is the definition of a strong man? It has nothing to do with muscles on the outside. I want you to understand that now. Strong man has nothing to do with muscles on the outside. It has to do with the inner self. Where's your heart and your soul is? Where's your mind? Think about that for a second. So that's what we're training our boys to do. If we want them to perform at a high level where they'll, you know, if we want to raise them to be kind, open, and strong men, first of all, we got to allow them to compete. It was amazing. I listened to several individuals on relationships in my car and other phases of it, because I focus on issues, and I want to hear what other individuals are saying. And one of the person was talking in a relationship situation. The young lady said it was about competing. She said, "Why do I have to compete for a man?" He gave a good example about in the jungle, the lion and the lioness. That lion had to compete with any other lion that may come, because when mating season comes, just cause you was the last time, that don't mean you will be the next time. Only the ones that are that able to compete to keep the other lines away. So you say, how would I have to compete with other women? If you have a husband, make sure you're cooperative, you're fit, you're willing, you're able, you're willing to be submissive, and do the things to keep him happy. So you're not literally competing with another woman. You don't know, but you're competing to make sure he's happy. People, I take my dad and my mom, both of them transitioned, one in 07 was my mom, and 2020 my dad. They were married before my mom, when she transitioned, was 55 years. And he stayed on additional 13 years on this earth. They were still been married, so that would have been 6 to 8 years. He never married again. So he was, you could just say, he was carried on. He carried on where a lot of times women carry on. Coretta Scott King carried on without, even though Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated back in 1968, she still never married. So she always be. So when I talk about competition, even though we didn't see my mom competing out in the street, she competed by doing the things to keep her husband happy for 55 years. We got to always, so that teach our boys to compete. And sportsmanship is put into athletic play so you can be fair. Fair. That go with the L. So you can be fair, teach them to be responsible. I said that earlier. Take responsibility for your action. There's a thing I want to talk about, and we may get to it today, and it might be part five, about the difference between a grown man and a grown male / overgrown boy. And one of the things that stands out, there's several, is a grown man is responsible. You're responsible. You take responsibility for your action. You are, you're in your family and your family, and one of the things that we see men is providers and protection. You're responsible for providing for your family. See, it's amazing. I try to share with people here now and then, you know, you're responsible even if you're not in the home with that child. Because you're responsible for either 100%, 80%, 50%, 40% to take care of him so he can survive. We got to keep that in mind, that responsibility is important. If you do something, you have to take responsibility for your actions. See, that's what we got to teach our boys. But they can only do it when they see another individual that look like them, but maybe a grown version of them, which is a grown man, he takes responsibility. A grown male have all the tools as a man, but he is not willing to be responsible. An overgrown boy has the same tools, he's still not being responsible or wants to be responsible like a grown man. You can challenge me, I got to take you, and we can go for it. You can call in and be a part of the show, and we can have that conversation. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll try to get you on the line. By identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, ask for your location. Then you can let me know, if you want to, who you are, and we can begin to chat about what we're saying. Because whatever you have to discuss is fine. We'll go. It's an interactive chat. This is an interaction station. This is interaction media at its best. So you have that opportunity. Explore their passion. Teach our boys, raise our boys. Raise them now, not just teach them, raise them to be a man who can explore his passion without being looked at in a manner of negative. Teach him to do the dirty work. It was so amazing, you know. I've been married. It'll be a year on the 21st. Coming up next week, next Tuesday, a week from now. And my wife, when I met her, she's a very independent person, but she understands that we're working together. We all have our strengths and our weakness. And one of the things I realized, she said from the beginning, you know, doing the dirty work is sometimes not that it won't work and do stuff. It's not me. For example, the other day we had a lizard. Somehow, man, if it doesn't have any bones, so it can crawl up under anything. So the lizard crawling up in there. She was actually in the bathroom, and all of a sudden she looked up. The lizard was looking at her. She was screaming, and she was hollering. And at first, I said, okay, well, she's scared. Well, in there. And the lizard was sitting up there while she was on the toilet looking at her. And she said, that. She kept saying, that. I said, okay, wait a minute. Let me see. I looked around and saw it was a lizard. And I reached down with a paper towel, grabbed him, and tried to destroy him, grab him. And she finally got off the toilet because she wasn't going to get off the toilet. She said, that's the dirty work. She teach them that they have to do the dirty work. And take it and how to do it outside. And, you know, later went on. Live on how they want to live. See, the dirty work comes small, it comes big. You got to understand that. Next day is to face their fears. They have a fear. We got to allow them to face their fears. That's what we teach a open-hearted, kind, and strong man. Once they can face their fears, they can accomplish whatever they need to accomplish. Let them be heroic. Let them be a hero. Let them go out there and something, something up in a tree or something out of it, they'll crawl and they'll get it. That's let them be the Lord. Put God first. You have to make sure you put God first. I just said we're out of order, whether some people want to believe you or not. We got to get back in order. God is first. Now, you may believe different. It's fine. I don't have a challenge on that. But I'm speaking of what my life is, and I'm saying it because it's my point of view. God is first. Family is second. Marriage is fourth. Never let work and family come ahead of God. I'm sorry. Never let work and community come ahead of God and family. Never. So we had to teach him God is first. We also want to raise our sons to be honorable sons. It's important that we raise our sons. And you say, well, they got to be an honorable person. No, we just had to do honorable things. You know, our people say, well, I'm looking for the perfect person. Not such a one. That's God. So if you're looking for a perfect man, you'll be looking forever. We're all imperfect people who do perfect things. Imperfect people that do perfect things. With perfection we do it with. So let's keep that in mind instead of saying I'm looking for the perfect guy. I'm looking for the perfect man. My son is going to be the perfect man. No, your son will be an imperfect man doing productive things. Let's keep that in mind. So what we want to do is some key things to teach our son to be honorable. We always, if you've been around people that say they're honorable because they're serving in position of leadership and they've guided people and they've been there doing honorable things. Some people equate honorable with a good man. See, a good man, because he has done the things and put the work in. So as we look at raising our sons with these important keys, or teach your son, truly take time to teach your son to really, really believe that life is important. Ask him to understand that whatever we do in life is important. We have a situation now where we do things now and we did it 10 years ago and all of a sudden it's affecting a lot of your celebrities, but even in people in general. We need to teach our young people to believe what you do in life is important. Little, medium, big, whatever it may be, it's important. Teach you whatever you believe in is important in life. Set high standards. Set high standards for your son. Whatever the standard you are setting, talk with him and agree. Have a sense of agreement. Son, these are the standards that as a Smith son, a Smith male is required to hold on to. It's high standard. Make it a family situation. Regardless where you come from, make it a foundation principle for your son, but set the standard high. Encourage him to study the lives of great men. Allow him the opportunity or expose him to an opportunity to reading about great men, even locally. Some people want to always say that there are no great men out here. There are great men out here, and we encounter them every day. Let it push forward because I'm sitting here looking at my power. I want to juice it up. But truly, let me share with you a couple more things. Teach your son he doesn't have to be ashamed of being a male. Be proud to be a male. We have to teach our boys that your gender is a gift from God. Can't be ashamed of it. Teach him manners. It's important that we teach our young people manners. always, matter of fact, I was sitting up in a session, and one of the sessions with the counselor, it was in a couple counselors, group that we're in, and we're sitting up, and I said that in my home as a child, mom taught us, you apologize by saying, I apologize for what I may have done, or what I done, what happened. Apology is not I'm sorry and leave it there, because I don't know what you're sorry for. That could be a lot of things you could be sorry for. That's the way we were brought up. That's a foundational principle for us. My siblings and I, we also want to teach our boys to be respectful. But before I move forth, and our time is down about 16 minutes or 14 minutes, and I'm looking at my juice, and we're going to have enough for 16 minutes, is that we want to give a shout-out to our sponsors of our giveaways. That's TriStat LLC, a consulting firm who can meet your needs, whether it's government agencies, industry, or you as a personal organization seeking consultant about various items. If you want to contact TriStat, call Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438. 334-0-5-4-3. Have offices in Selma, Alabama, as well as Montgomery, Alabama. L&A Lawn Service, the manicure experts in South Central Alabama. For more information, we ask you to call Mr. Tony Stallworth. Mr. Stallworth's number is 334-300. And I want to make sure I gave you 7401. So we truly want to make sure we give a shout out to Mr. Tony Stallworth. He's one of our co-hosts of Talking Sports Plus Primetime on Wednesday, every other Wednesday. But we ceased it. We're going to come back in the summer and getting ready for the fall. So. Well, he'll come in from time to time because I'd ask him to come on and offer and do an interview and just share some of the awesome things he's doing in the world of business, in the community, in leadership. Also, a shout-out to Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Oh, truly give a shout-out. That's the best Southern cuisine I've had recently. Give a shout out to Brother Marvin and Farah Katrina Smith. And you can contact Brother Marvin to just find out what the menu of the day. You can go to there also on you can go to Facebook, go to Marvin Smith on Facebook. And he also have a setup on Instagram, and you can see what the menu is for the day. And the number is 334 for this is Marvin Smith. 549-0950. 334-549-0950. That's Brother Marvin and Katrina Smith, Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Thank you so much to both of y'all. Remember, the Blue and White family is serving their community. Let's kind of move forth with raising a boy of respectability. But before we do, I got to give a shout out to Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama. That's the Sigma chapter. And those brothers are co-sponsors along with the WDSW radio team. They're giving back so our gifts and giveaways can be available to do that. Like I said, our trip is coming up at the end of this month. We are pushing and having for Orlando. Now the minimum will be 3 nights. In 4 days, we pay for the hotel costs and a luxury hotel, and you will take care of your travel and so on. Let's quickly look at raising a respectful boy. And we got to make sure we do that. We got to prepare our sons to be respectful. We have to value your kid choices, or value your child choices. And if you respect that, he'll understand what respect is. let me give a shout out to our co-host, awesome young lady. That's Tina Robinson, owning her own truth. She truly, her ministry just put the boots on the ground. Thank you, Tina, so much. She's out in Oakland, California, and also we have a phase, what I say, expanded to Atlanta, Georgia, with a sister, Gina, her twin sister, Gina Robinson Bates. Thank both of you all for coming on the show, being a part, and thank you for checking it out right now and being a part of it. We give a shout out to isvayman.butt.509511. Thank you so much for being a part of it, sir, and just sharing it. I see you on often, so thank you so much. Zeta_name_cash. Thank you. Remember, Zekify Beta Sword Incorporated. Thank you so much for taking time to be honest. Speak politely. Teach our boys to speak politely. Politely. Speak. Not scream and shout and holler all the time. Take your time and speak politely to the individual. If they see you doing it, I don't care whether you the pillar as a mother or the pillar as the father, they can be respectful. Give children, give the boys a voice in decision making. I always said that even in our, you know, as a coach, as a head coach and even assistant coach, I always say, you know, we're going to determine how much you want to run today. Let them have a voice in. Today, if they say, we don't want to run but 10 sprints, and I say, well, I think we need to do 20. Can we compromise, coach, and do 15? You gave them a chance. They're going to put the greatest effort in. And that's what you want to teach our boys, that they have a voice in making decisions. I ask even every novice or teacher who's been in the classroom for years to allow the children to help develop the discipline, the classroom rules, the procedures. They in there, they got to operate it, so they truly have to do it. Let me give a shout out Tina Robinson. She said, happy love day, she said. I'm in law, sending my deep appreciation by consistency. Your consistency was real talk. Thank you so much, Tina. Love you too, Tina. This is a love day, so make sure you are giving the love to everybody because this is Valentine's Day. I didn't start off, I was going to end it with that. Let's move forward with teach them to resolve conflict. You know, one of the things that destroys a marriage or relationship quicker than all the other things we call healthy things that you do. Number one, and all the other C's, is conflict. If you're not able to resolve conflict thoughtfully, you're going to lose that relationship. You're going to lose that marriage because you have to agree to disagree. Next thing is give your full attention. That's one thing we have to make sure we do. Give our full attention. Because if we don't give the full attention to our boys, then they will not be as successful as you think it is. Let's move forth and speed this up. Is teach children deep manners. See, that's the manners, when they say deep, is that you're doing something that, you know, like say thank you. That's deep. You're welcome. That's deep. That's deep matters. And we have to make sure we do that. Cultivate their curiosity. Every child, because they're observing and growing and putting so much into their mind, they're curious about things, curious about happenings, curious about everyday life. Cultivate it. Next thing is practice positive gospel. See, if you gospel a lot, you always talking least, make it positive. Yeah, you know, she may not made the right choice, but you know, she made that choice, and I'm going to say that's positive. At least she made a choice. Might not have been the right one, but she made a choice. And you have to understand that on the other side, you have to deal with it with consequences. So let's make sure we raise respect for boys so our boys can be very successful in the community. Let's move forth and kind of wrap this up because we're at the point. Going to a father, we got about 5 minutes. Father, these are things that you must do in teaching your son. This is what a father must teach his son. Be a gentleman. A firm handshake combined with looking the other person in the eyes carries with respect, dignity, and strength. The next day is honor your father and your mother. Your days will be long. Respect women. Respect the female gender. Be a man of integrity. Everybody can say he's a man of integrity because he does the right thing. Regardless, it is Happy Love Day or Valentine's Day. Do the right thing. Respect the person that you love. If it's your wife, if it's your significant other, respect them. Be a man, again, of integrity. Integrity is doing those things. Take responsibility. That's what a man does. Don't talk about it. Show him that you take responsibility. If I say I'm supposed to pick you up on Saturday, on Friday at 6 o'clock, and I don't show up till 8 o'clock, I'm going to take responsibility. Because I'm going to explain to you, son, why I was not here at this time. If I didn't show up at all, I'm going to take the responsibility. I didn't show up, and I apologize that I didn't show up, son, but I guarantee I could be there in the morning. Do that, and your son will see that the person, the man that he sees as his role model, whether you believe it or not, your seed is inside the DNA, allows you to look up to that person. That's why I don't matter what you say sometimes about that father. That son may not get anything to challenge you, but he's still his father. We have to keep that in mind. Work hard. My dad always told me, work to determine what kind of man you will be. Work hard, son. You can be a hell of a man if you work hard. Love others. Love your family. Have the ability to love your friends. Have the ability to love your church. Have ability to love everybody. Love your neighbor. Love thy neighbor. And we know what that is. And our King Commandments. Love thy neighbor. Love our mother and our father. Love God. Truly, you have to love God so you can see the fruits of his labor. He will put you as you in the Garden of Eden. You over all dominion. God will bless you when you love him. Your dominion and your garden might be your home, but you got to love God. And the last thing we're going to talk about, I was sharing and I'm just going to briefly touch on, because one other thing I'm not sharing today will come back. That's how to raise a son to become a great husband. See, you got to raise a son to be a great husband, but I'm not going to touch that. I'm going to come back on part 5. But I want to talk about the difference between an overgrown boy/grown male, and grown men. Let's keep that in mind, because it is a difference. And you have to understand when you're out here seeking someone to spend the rest of your life with, you understand that is the difference. See, a man can live in the present, but in so doing, living in the present, he aligned his behaviors, come on now, to his future aspirations. That's what a man do. A man can live in the present, but in So do it. He aligns his behavior to his future aspiration. That's when you tell the difference between a boy and a man. Because that man going to align his behavior with his future aspiration. See, a boy lives purely in the present for his own short-term fulfillment. A boy lacks patience. A man should be patient. A boy lacks discipline. A man should be self-disciplined. A boy lacks self-control. A man should always be in control. We have to keep in mind that if he has discipline and self-control, all in the pursuit of a good opportunity, that's what a man, a grown man, do compared to a grown male, an overgrown boy. Just a couple, and we're going to finish it up when we come with part five. Overgrown boy leaves us questioning. What happened? What just happened? See, a grown man are clear about their intention. That's why we say, ladies in our relationships say, so be intentionally. You be intentionally when you're dating, and the person that coming at you has to be intending on and intentional in dating you. That's what a grown man do. You can tell the difference quickly. If they don't know where they're going, don't know why they're there, and if they can't say, I'm intentionally trying to date you, you got to walk away. See, an overgrown man, overgrown boy and a grown male make excuses. A grown man take responsibility for their action. And the last one I'm going to touch on today, we're going to come back and follow up on next week. An overgrown boy / grown male want to win an argument. Ladies, have you been in that situation before? Give a shout out to my frat brother, Ramondo Stewart. Thank you so much for working with me in your awesome Sigma graphic. That's his name of his company. You can go on Facebook and go on, just type in on Google search and Sigma graphic out of Savannah, Georgia. And he can offer you any apparel or any items, and there's so many things in his inventory that you can purchase. Check him out. But just go to, you can look up Ramondo Stewart and you can get the information. That's my brother, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much over there in Savannah, and he's doing some awesome things over there. That's a shout out for him. Thank you, brother, so much for joining us. See, we got to understand that when a overgrown boy, a grown male, want to win all the argument, a grown man want to be fair. You notice one of the three things that I told you I shared through my career as an educator is that I operate the three L's. My philosophy was based around the three L's: firm, fair, and sometimes have humor, which is being funny sometimes. Just telling a joke. Have a smile on your face. But they know I'm going to be fair with them, and I'm going to be firm. Man, I tell you, it's been awesome. It's time to call it quits. It's 4 after the hour. God, it's been so good. But we got part five coming in. We're going to talk about teaching our boys to truly be great husbands. So that's what we need, some husbands out here. That's the way our culture can continue to grow. Families are made of God, when God brings people together for marriage, it becomes a family. And the first family we know was Adam and Eve. And from that, many kingdoms and many things happen. The same thing can happen with you. Your family grows. So we have to make sure we understand that it's all about family. Great husband. It's going to be the success of our culture. This is a cultural situation. It's not just an issue just you're talking about on Dr. Lowe's show. You can talk about it every day because it's there. It's out there. And we're so glad for you to be a part of it. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all that's joined us. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a Tell the Truth Prime Time. It's a show that focuses on just plain old life issues. And we're going to talk about family. Why is family important? That's the title of tomorrow's show. Check us out at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the host with the most, that's Miss Lisa Levine out of South Florida, and myself, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, will be doing this show. We're going to make it do what it do. Thank you so much for being a part of today's show. Hashtag be responsible, because truly I love you all. See, I'm responsible enough to say I love you and really love you, because it comes from my heart. God said, love thy neighbor as you will love yourself. So I do truly love each and every one of you all. I'm so glad you had time to join us. But I'm going to post also the signal graphic information on my page and all of my network pages with this radio station. And we're going to give you the pub. We're going to give it, brother. We're going to send it out there for you so individuals can purchase those Greek letter organization items or whatever items you have in your store. We're going to make sure that's Brother Raimondo Stewart of Sigma Graphics out of Savannah, Georgia. We also want you to keep in mind that hashtag keep on grinding. Raimondo, keep grinding, my brother. Communicate for understanding. Truly, truly, it's a mindset. Truly operate from your inner self, your heart. That's why we make it do what it do. We're proud to be the internet station, WBSW Radio. We're number one, heard in 36 countries. That is truly a blessing. Our six-year anniversary coming up on September the 27th, and we're so glad and we're blessed. But today is Valentine's Day. I hope for that person that you really, truly, truly love, as a family member, I don't care if it's a child, I don't care if it's a significant other, a husband, or whoever. Do something. You don't have to go buy something, but say something from your heart to them. It's like I'm telling you all, I love you all. We couldn't be where we are with you all. We need it, and thank you for taking time to be part of it. Have an awesome rest of the evening. God is so good. He just blessed us to be where we are today. And it's all about having the opportunity to just love each other. And I'm going to play a song that we don't have the rights to, but we want to play it. There's something to say that we love you, truly love you. Check us out tomorrow night. Tell the Truth prime time at 7 o'clock p.m. Central, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And we talk about issues throughout life. We're going to talk about family. So have an awesome rest of the evening. I have to get out of here, but we want to play this. And we truly want to be able to...
Like I do, like I do. And we're